great being a writer or a musician. Your work lives. Mm. We're on 90.7 FM, KPFK. And do we have any calls, Al? All right, we have a caller on the phone. Is this a candidate or is it a voter?
I'm a voter.
Thank
but I'm
you.
Voting for myself as a write-in candidate.
Good.
Because none of these characters care anything about the African-American community. You know, Devin Brown never had a chance because his community was so divided and so assimilated into this racist system that they killed him because they knew that these so-called leaders would do nothing but walk down the street with a couple, you know, signs and, oh, let's talk this out, get your frustration out. And that Bernard Parks, I never will forget about what happened to Margaret Mitchell.
Tell us about that really quickly.
Well, you know, Margaret Mitchell was the 40-something-year-old black woman, homeless woman, pushing her cart on 3rd and La Brea, and two LAPD officers stopped her and said, oh, you got a stolen cart. And supposedly she pulled out some little kitchen knife or a butter knife, and they slaughtered her. And Bernard Parks said the killing was justified. So these characters running, you know, they're just part of the same old KKK system, and I just want to say to the black community in L.A. that, you know, social scientists 10 years ago said that the best thing black people in L.A. can do is leave it because there is no impetus or creation of opportunities to keep a strong and growing black community. In fact, it's L.A. has lost over half of its black population in the last 20 years. So I'm voting for myself, and so I'm going to work on that.
Okay, sounds good. And it's an independent voice. I heard that someone didn't like my Jewish women and the Fairfax thing. Well, you have to understand, I grew up in Brooklyn. I am a Jew. There was nothing but fun about saying that the Jewish community in Fairfax is not going to get on the train, and we're not going to build a train for a small number of people on the west side of L.A. to go out to the beach. So maybe my accent wasn't good enough, but, you know, put it in the Sam Levinson category. It was totally fun and it was totally nice. Okay. Anybody? Do we have another call?
Yeah, we've got David.
David?
Yes, this is David from Downtown High. Great show. I just wanted to say that every time I speak with all my black friends, and they're all liberal and crazy, they all, for some reason, the blacks and the Latins are always divided, and they never vote for one another, while the blacks never vote for Latins, you know. And when the worst thing, I was here in L.A. when Tom Bradley was the first mayor, and everything was great, and the blacks finally could go on Spring Street along with the Latins and the Asians, and that's when the whites all took off and turned it to ghost town. Well, Antonio Villaraigosa did a lot for East L.A., and he hasn't even been anything. He never even won anything. He's like a councilman or whatever he is, but he's done so much for that community, and he's taken the reason why he knows about the bus is that we've all taken the bus. If you grew up here and you're Latino, you've taken the bus, so he knows all that trouble, and all the blacks and the Latins are on the bus. But the thing that I always get is that the blacks never vote for the Latins because they always want the white guy to come in and save them, just like a movie, and it's like, they never will save us, you or me, and we're all in the same boat, but we have to get it together because divided we fall.
And so you're proposing that if you urge the listeners to vote for?
Well, the Latin, of course, because then you could, first of all, it's easier to attack. I mean,
Who are you for tomorrow?
Well, you know, they all had their little dirty dealings, but I guess the lesser, yeah, Antonio Villaraigosa, because first of all, he understands that the majority in Los Angeles, I work in downtown, is Latino. That's just a given. There's like 90%. If you don't speak Spanish, it's hard to get around. But also, I think that he will do a lot for the black community, but the blacks never give Latinos a chance because even when we moved into South Central, they moved out.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go here because we had just heard, if you heard Aaron's point, that a whole group of black leaders has endorsed Antonio Villaraigosa. So there is
But the constituents haven't.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, Dave's making a good point. I mean, just the black electorate has not generally been receptive to a Latino. But you know something? In the last election, this kind of went under the radar, but black people voted in great numbers for Rocky Delgadillo, for city attorney.
City attorney, but not for mayor.
For mayor, true. However, we see what happens with that office. But the point is, because Rocky got endorsed by Magic Johnson. So that was that kind of went unnoticed.
What percentage did Antonio get of the black vote last time?
Five.
No.
I think it was higher than that.
I think they're always going after.
Han got 70% of the black vote.
Okay.
And there were 30%. It was probably double digits for Antonio. Well,
okay, David, we're going to have to let you go. Thank you very much. We want to get a lot of callers on today.
Thank you, David.
All right, we appreciate it. So now we got Barbara from Inglewood. Barbara?
Oh, hi, Aaron. I'm Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. You came to my office years ago when we were having problems with the same mayor that we have in Inglewood.
Oh, that's boy. My mayor, because, I'm in Inglewood, too.
You're right.
I can't vote for mayor.
Right.
At least not in Los Angeles.
You were in, not Pasadena, but Altadena.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you were writing for the Times.
Oh, gosh, that was a long
time ago. I had a long conversation with you, and I hope to have another one with you. This is involving Inglewood. But right now, I'll tell you, I'm really conflicted about this mayor's race, simply because as a child, I grew up knowing Kenneth Hahn and knowing the good that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But I was disappointed in that Hahn, James, did not support Parks.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I really looked at Parks, I couldn't see any reason why, because I was upset with Parks over Margaret Mitchell.
Yeah, sure.
And therefore, Parks is another culture. He's from the police department.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see him, negotiating from the standpoint of the black citizenry.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, now I just have to decide whether I would vote for Hahn or whether I would vote for Villaraigosa.
Hmm.
And quickly, your answer is?
Yes. Honest to goodness, I'm sorry, but I'll have to stick with Hahn.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, you're not alone.
All right.
That's okay, Barbara.
Thanks so much. Who else we got now? Is this Bella from L.A.? Bella?
Hi there. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi, good, Bella.
I attended your recent forum in the last couple of weekends, Eric. Thank you so much for that space.
Sure, that was the Future Transportation Conference.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much. I found it very empowering. I got a lot of information, and I share it with others. I am running as a write-in candidate for District 9 without any funding, so it's very difficult for people like me as an activist, community activist of so many years. But having said that, I'm going to be voting for Richard Alarcon. He is a populist in many, many respects. He came down recently to the port to hear an open letter that I addressed on the plight of the truckers at the port back in May. He was very receptive to all these issues. And as you noted, Eric, earlier, that he is looking to draft and pass legislation to benefit the riders of the buses. So he is in the right position. He needs the cooperation of the rest of the legislation, and he needs a little push in that. But he is my guy. He is the person that we, not the corporation, need to support. And I thank everybody.
Thanks, Bella.
Thank you, Bella.
And we're at 818-985-5735. Notice we've gotten so far, what? One Villaraigosa, one Hahn,
one
which
Hahn,
is good.
And one
Alarcon. Let's go. And people are being very nice about the, staying within the time limits. It's also interesting. We have three callers and two self-appointed candidates. Classic KPFK. That's great. So now we have Karen in Boyle Heights.
I work in Boyle Heights. I'm a public school teacher.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And I support Villaraigosa. He was a strong supporter of our teachers union, and he has a very good standing in the community over in Boyle Heights and has visited the schools. And also he was instrumental in saving cultural affairs when Han was looking to cut the budget, and basically cultural affairs was going to be, sounded like it was going to be gutted. I know that I have some friends in, that work in cultural affairs, and they felt that Villaraigosa was a major player in saving the arts for L.A. So I'm a strong supporter of Villaraigosa.
Thanks for getting so many points then. You did great. Now let's see. I see a Louise from L.A. Can we get Louise on?
Yes.
Hi, Louise.
Hi,
how
Louise.
Are you?
Good afternoon.
You're with Eric Mann and Aaron Aubrey Captain?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Isn't Aaron Aubrey Captain a reporter from the weekly?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Captain, I would just like to say to you that what black people want, they don't know. They haven't presented a platform, as you put it. I think if you were in our shoes, you would understand why. But what the bottom line to that, their platform is always has a bottom line. Just give us fair treatment. Period. End of report. And I also, one other thing I want to say, I agree with that black man who called in and said, L.A. evidently has nothing to offer us anymore. In fact, I don't think the country does. And he said the best thing we can do is to leave it, and he's right. I agree 100%.
Look, you know, Louise, first of all, I want to say I am in your shoes. I'm a black person, too. I don't know if you realize that, but... you know, it's interesting the comment about the previous caller made about leaving L.A. Heck, we all came here from the South, most of us. And it's, you know, these are really kind of dark times. But honestly, I don't know where we can go to,
yeah,
you know.
Brothers and sisters haven't opened up the African continent to us. I've noticed they flow here, but they haven't one time said, come on back to Africa.
Well,
and let's all come together, and together we can make, with what you've learned and with what we learned, we can make that probably the greatest continent in the world. But no, have they said that? So we're hanging out there. We are a dispossessed people. James Baldwin put it very well in his writings.
Well, you know, I don't disagree with you. We are a native population with immigrant problems that persist from one generation to the next. It's a very vexing thing, but, you know, this is our country.
People love you, you know.
Yeah, well.
And I remember in the early 60s when I first moved into my house here, and they had those talk programs on radio with Bob Grant and all those people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are moderators.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember them coming in when the... I was never so downcast when I heard a Mexican woman call when we were, you know, hot into our civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there on my living room couch and heard her say, well, that's not our fight. After all, we have a culture. Now, those are her exact words.
Okay, we're going to have to
like
let you go.
Slap in the face.
Thanks so much. We're going to have to let you go. And basically, that's a no vote. That's a...
Yeah.
Which is fine, based on the fact that our view is black people are so disenfranchised in this country. Why participate? We have Daryl next. I hope it's not Daryl Gates, but if it is, Daryl, still whoever you are, we're happy to have you on the show.
Good afternoon. I find quite often in these political conversations, especially with the candidates, is that they never seem to deal with historical context and... As I recall, this city was founded by black and brown people, so I can't understand why we can't build coalitions that effectively bring these people together with progressives and other folks to try to make improvements in the city. That being said, I think to piggyback on one of the things that Aaron had said and one of the Latino brothers had said earlier was, I think among the African-American community, especially with the old school, there's some resistance because I think there are some folks that feel that Latinos weren't always on the front lines in with regards to civil rights, and that doesn't come up a lot in the conversation, but I think that's one of the kind of quiet resentments is they felt to some degree that some Latinos have been able to blend in and not often would take on the Caucasian context, and I think a lot of the old-time civil rights folks often hold that as a resentment that they need to kind of get over.
And also we should remember that, you know, that's only a partial reading of history, that if you look at the brown berets, the young lords, and the Puerto Ricans in New York who based their whole thing on the Panthers. La Raza Unida Party was very influenced by the black movement. There was much more black Latino unity during the civil rights movement than one might think. So that's also the way our history is being stolen from us.
Oh, I know. I agree. I think the history I'm talking about is more the 50s and 60s context than in the later 60s and 70s context. But
so can I cut you off real
quick?
Sure. Who's your I want to make sure you get your punchline in. So who do you plan to vote for tomorrow?
I'm going to vote for Villaraigosa because, one, I think from a practical standpoint, he has city and state experience. I also think he's progressive regarding, you know, the candidates. And I think, you know, in the last campaign, he made a point of saying that he has been supportive of black student unions and had been a part of coalitions, you know, in his earlier years as a student as well and working as an activist and so on. So I think he would be good to kind of begin to build on some of these things that we've talked about.
Okay, thanks so much. We have one more call. I'm sorry, you got 1 minute because Susie Wiseman's coming on next, and she's going to have Antonio Villaraigosa. She's coming in.
The red line. I think it would be great if a train could go all the way to Santa Monica. There are thousands of Latinos that go from East LA to work as maids, cleaning people in Beverly Hills, all of the West Side. And I think it will help tremendously with the contamination. It would be a very good thing to contribute to lessening the impact the warming of the climate. And I think Villaraigosa
is your person.
Good.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
I was glad I could get you in.
All right.
So we're tying up the show. This is Eric Mann on 90.7 FM. I've been here with Aaron Aubrey Kaplan. We want to thank Maggie LaPique, our engineer. We want to thank Alan Minsky, our producer. And as soon as we come back, you're going to hear Susie Wiseman, Beneath the Surface, with our interview with Antonio Villaraigosa, one of the candidates. See you next Monday at 4. Voices from the Frontline, tell your boss, my day ends Monday at 4. I got to hear that show.
You've been listening to the 4 o'clock report, Voices from the Frontline edition, heard Monday afternoons from 4 to 5 on listener supported KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and at kpfk.org across the globe. Coming up next, Beneath the Surface with Susie Wiseman. Stay tuned.